Good evening, one and all. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Tonight we continue in our 23rd year of broadcasting Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 901. Since 2018, Johnny and the Yoo-Hoos has brought their signature sound to festivals across Germany, France, Ireland, Holland, Austria, and Switzerland. Now, as winners of the IBMA International Band Grant, they're in a five-week tour across the USA in summer of 2025 with performances at iconic venues like the Grand Ole Opry and the Station Inn. Tonight, they can add to their iconic stages, the one located right here in Lexington, Kentucky. You're listening to Red Barn Radio, and tonight, we bring you the Yoo-Hoos.
Yesterday, I got away behind me. No one here to find me. Seems like a good day to me. Yesterday, on my mind, had some apple pie here. Seems like a good day to me.
To WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Our guest on tonight's program from southern Germany is Johnny and the Yoo-Hoos, playing purely acoustically with banjo, mandolin, guitar, double bass, and rich three-part harmonies. They continue to celebrate American folk music in their own unique way, blending traditional bluegrass with contemporary folk. Their sound is both raw and refined, somewhere between urban energy and rural charm, nostalgia and modern storytelling. The band is Johnny Schubeck on mandolin and vocals, Bastian Schubeck on banjo and vocals, Bernie Huber on guitar and vocals, and Andrew Brown on bass. Welcome back, Johnny and the Yoo-Hoos. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio, and our guest this evening is Johnny and the Yoo-Hoos. That is Johnny Schubeck, Bastian Schubeck, and Bernie Huber, Andrew Brown on bass. Bernie obviously studied vocals with Luciano Pavarotti. That's some voice you got there, Bernie. That was beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that was gorgeous. Okay, guys, once you tune up, we can talk a little bit. I would love to hear you talk some about how long you have been in the country. How long have you been specifically in Kentucky?
So we came to the United States on Monday last week. We had a few days at Andy's beautiful home place in Nashville and rehearsed. Then on Friday, we had our first gig at the Station Inn, followed up by the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday, Sunday at Chain's Hideaway, Monday at Dee's, and on Tuesday, so yesterday, we came here to this beautiful state of Kentucky, and it's very warm here.
Well, welcome. Welcome. Let's talk about where you are from.
Our town is 1 hour east of Munich. The town is called Mühldorf am Inn, and we live in a small village above Mühldorf am Inn. Our village is called Oberflossing,
all right.
Which translates to upper flowing.
Is there a river that goes through there? Yeah, exactly. Okay. What's the river that goes through there?
It's the Inn.
Are you and Bastian brothers?
Yes.
Let's start with the two of you and your families and how music came into your lives.
I'm a bit younger than Basti, so he sort of got me into bluegrass. He started listening to bluegrass music. I think it started with John Fogerty because our dad had a CCR cover band. And so we always heard the CCR sound. Then at some point, Basti heard the first John Fogerty album, Blue Ridge Ranger, I think it is. And that's how Basti got into country and bluegrass. And at some point, he handed me a mandolin because he needed a mandolin player for his bluegrass project he wanted to start. That's how I got into bluegrass music.
I don't think of John Fogerty as being the gateway musician for most people who get into bluegrass.
Yeah, Ralph Stanley was also a big influence. I mean, we all watched the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Ah.
And that was also a big push for us into this music. And of course, Ralph Stanley is Oh Death. And yeah, we got it more into the Stanley Brothers. And that's, I think, the Stanley Brothers were our real start into the bluegrass music genre.
Thank you.
You guys are super talented on your instruments. I am just astonished by your vocals. Singing as young people, did you come from a family of singers?
No, I never sang actually. Basti went to music school, but you didn't start as a singer.
I think we were into like harmony singing. Three-part harmony singing very early, but like with rock bands like the Beatles. Yeah, we have like a rock blues background as well. That's probably what we listened to at first, I would say. Yeah. And there's lots of harmony singing in there too, so I was always fascinated by three-part harmony.
Yeah.
And John Fogerty, Dan Pflugers, and typed in Stanley Brothers on YouTube, and I was caught.
Yeah. Basti, what did you go to school for specifically?
Munich. I studied music teaching. Yeah, like at, how would you say?
As a drummer.
Drums is my first instrument, yeah.
Oh, it is.
So, yeah, but there's lots of singing when you study music, lots of choir singing, classical. It's all classical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. At what point did you pick up the banjo? I mean, it's really a percussive instrument.
Right at that time when I got into Stanley Brothers, I was like, I don't know, 14, 15 years old, and I was so fascinated by the sound. Yeah, it was vocals first, but then soon after I was fascinated by banjo playing, and yeah.
Ask me where I see myself 5 years from these weary days. When the postman greets friendly and the old church is standing still, Mom and Dad await you at home. Hey, Diane. Hey, Diane. There's times that I talk to myself, and times that I wish I was there. There's two women that I love, and I can't seem to get past the thought that they're one and the same. Hey, Diane. Hey, Diane. Say just where you've been. So let's keep a rolling down on that line into the sun and then through. See what the road's holding. Think of you.
Do you know other banjo players where you live?
Yeah, there's a few. There's a little scene, I would say. Munich is a little bluegrass scene, and all over Germany we have those little spots, like in the bigger cities. There are scenes, yeah, and there are players.
I guess I wasn't necessarily thinking bluegrass banjo. I was wondering if you knew others who played banjo in other styles. Is that an instrument that's used, for instance, in any traditional folk music in Germany?
Oh, no, not at all, I wouldn't say. Maybe we have a few, like, tenor banjo players who do Irish music, but not in German music.
Did any of you ever have curiosity about traditional music from Germany?
I wouldn't say so, no. It's there, we know a little bit of it, and there's a bigger scene, but none of us did really play it or listen to it that much. So we were really like, all of us, it's our dads and our families who, like, they raised us with 50s, 60s, 70s music. And it's more that, yeah.
Do you have a following near where you live?
Yeah, a little bit.
You famous?
Are we famous? Yeah, to our families, but I wouldn't say. Yeah, I mean, we have, like Basti said, the scene isn't that big, and we try to, make it maybe a bit more, spread it a bit more in Germany, because there are more and more bands, I'd say, popping up in Germany as well, and I have the feeling it's getting more attractive, And we are sort of try to spread it from the south of Germany into, like, we played in eastern German parts, but yeah, like I said, it's mainly in our area here, southern Bavaria.
Living on the edge and living for a song, still you got a death, so what could go wrong?
With more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.